At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Hello, my name's Daisy Voss. I'm really excited to be on UK Health Radio again whilst Amanda Nelson is away. Oh my goodness me, we're going to have such fun as I welcome you to my new series, Merlin and the Angels of Awakening. And this time we're going to get to know your angels. I'm so glad you've tuned in. We're going to do the first show on awakening to your angelic frequencies. So if this is the first time you've heard from me and the angels, please have a sit down over the next 40 minutes because I'll be sharing my passion for Merlin and the angels with you. How lovely is that going to be? I'll guide you through the ways to connect with Merlin and the angels to recognize this loving energy that surrounds you every day, these frequencies, these angelic frequencies that are absolutely there for you if you would like them. So settle down and take a deep breath and let's begin. You know, I often get asked, how did it all begin, Daisy? How did you get to know your angel? Well, the truth is, my passion for Merlin and the angels has shaped my life so much that they are absolutely part and parcel of it now. There's something so magical about Merlin and his wisdom, and when it's combined with the pure loving frequencies of the angels, it creates a deep sense of peace and belonging. And of course, these angels are messengers. They're messengers from the divine source, the God, the goodness that's within you, the energy that is your inner energy from your inner net, your inner wisdom. So who are these angels that we want to connect to? Well, the angels I work with are the angels of the Elohim. These are the creator angels, the angels that most people have heard of. That's Archangel Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Shamuel, Jophiel and Zadkiel. And of course, there are many more as well. So Metatron and Melchizedek, Sandalphon, there are endless amounts of Elohim angels. But the major 7 or 8 or 9 that we work with are the ones that are mostly on our planet at this time, acting as ambassadors. And they're the ones who want to connect with you. So let's ask and invite them in right now to show themselves, to help you to feel them all around you through this angelic frequency. We call upon your guardian angel, the angel that's with you in this lifetime, the angel that's with you in all your lifetimes, and the angel that's working with you in your everyday working career or your hobbies. We have an angel for absolutely everything. So invite them in, and they're the ones we really want to connect with because they're the ones that know you best. And if you don't know them, then goodness me, you're going to have such fun as we unfold this journey of tuning in to your angelic frequencies, to your angels. And of course, Merlin, the wise magician, he is our guide and he is absolutely fabulous. He is always there when you call him and he brings the divine magic through divinity, through the message of these angels. And they do work hand in hand. They really do have a wonderful connection. Merlin of the earth and the angels from the cosmos, from the skies, from heaven. I've found that if you follow your passion, whatever it might be, you automatically raise your vibration. You can start with the same frequency that the angels operate on, from a place of light, of compassion and joy. Most of the angels are found on the seventh dimension. If you think of us as the third dimension, our dream state as the fourth dimension, and then going through the deeper states through theta to the fifth and sixth, and the seventh dimension is where we have the interaction with our angels. But of course, the higher the frequency, the higher the vibration, they can also be in the eighth, the ninth, the tenth, the 11th and the 12th, right up to the 13th dimension, where we find, or I find, the angels of awakening. And I hope you do too. It's going to be exciting, isn't it? Just calling in these angels and really making that connection with them, feeling them all around you and feeling them guiding you. The wonderful thing is, it's never too late to tune in. The moment you follow your heart and you begin awakening to your own angelic connection, that's when the fun really begins and your spiritual journey can make much more sense. Your ascension process can also make sense. It probably started a while ago. You just weren't really aware of it. And if you were aware of it and want to have more interaction with it, then this is the way to go, to invite those angels into your life right now. That saying that you follow your heart, I didn't ever understand what that meant. What do you mean, follow your heart? I don't know where my heart's going. Why am I following my heart? And now, of course, I fully have embraced that experience. And following your heart is dropping into that space of love and really just allowing the space of love to expand and to give you guidance to really ask yourself how you feel, because the heart is the heart mind, your brain is your mind, your thinking space, and your heart is your feeling space, and your gut is your gut mind, your gut is your knowing space. You know from the gut, from your sacral chakra, from your navel experience, your navel assemblage point. All of these terms are part of the ascension terms that we use, the conversation that we have when we're talking about raising our vibration. And when we talk to the angels, we need to know where they're operating from, whether they're operating in your immediate energy field, your navel, or whether it's in your personal energy field or even in your universal energy field. All of these are part and parcel of your auric field. So again, knowing where your heart starts, the feeling and following your heart, and how you can really connect with your heart. And I love knowing this information now. I wish I'd known it long time ago. So that's what we're going to do, is we're going to share with you, with the angels and Merlin, how to really connect with these frequencies and open your heart fully to your desires, to your joys. So do you want to join me? Do you want to do this? I hope so. It's going to be fun. Let's start with some fun. Let's start with really, really inviting those angels in. So you just invite them in. How would you invite your neighbour in for a cup of tea? You just say, would you like a cup of tea? And they say, well, either today or tomorrow, depending on how they feel and if they're available. And the beautiful thing about the angels is they're always available. You don't have to wait for their agenda. They are here absolutely whenever you're ready. So I know. Are you ready for a cup of tea? Are you ready for a sit down and a real connection? If you are, then let's go. Ready, steady, invite your angel in. You just invite them. Now, do you have to prepare to have your angel into your space? Do you have to make the room tidy? Do you have to make the room smell nice? Do you have to make the cushions comfy? Do you have to make sure you're sitting comfortably? Well, that's your choice. You don't have to. You can call your angels in sitting on the top of a bus. You can do it in the supermarket, in the queue. You can call your angels in whenever you choose to, whenever you require them. But of course, the experience will reflect that. So if you're in a hurry and you really need some guidance, you really would like to know, or you at the moment, what are you doing? You're doing the washing up or something else whilst you're listening to this, then it's sometimes nicer to actually make that time for you and make the space for the angels to come in. So I do put a candle on. I like to have a focus, and I like to have the focus of the light. I also like to have a smell, so either an incense or a spray or a smelly candle, so that my olfactory smelly vision is turned on, so that I can really absorb the energy of what's going on. And so candle, a flame, a crystal can also help to focus the angels and help them to really be with you. But all of these things are extras. It's a bit like inviting your neighbour and making sure you've got cakes and biscuits and that you've hoovered, you know. So are you preparing the space for your angels? Will you get a better angel? Not really. You'll get the angel that's your angel, best angel that there is. And they really don't mind if you are on top of the bus or doing the washing up or whatever else it is you're doing at this moment. If you'd like to invite your angels in, then do so. Let's do it together, because it's that simple. You invite your angel with ease and with grace to come in through your heart into this place. And as you invite them into your heart, into your auric field, you can say love and light, love and light, love and light. You can say, angel, I invite you, only the highest good, to come into this space right now to show me that you're here. And I'd love to hear from you if you all of a sudden see a feather or a five penny piece. I nearly showed my age then, said a sixpence. any coin, a dime, it can be anything, it can be a euro, because the angels often leave money around just to show you that they're there and that you're abundant. But the feathers are the things, and I never understood that. How do feathers get into a locked space? I've been meditating, inviting my angels, and all of a sudden there's a feather right in front of me when I open my eyes. And of course, now I know it's because they stand behind you or in front of you or beside you, and they shake their wings. And of course, that's when the feathers drop into our dimension. They come through and they manifest and materialize to show you that your angel's there, and that's often a message. So invite your angel in and be ready for that message, because that's what we are wanting. We're wanting that connection. We're wanting to know. It's a bit like me talking to you right now. How do I know you're there? Are you there? Yes, of course you are. But if you'd like to manifest a comment or send me a message, that would be wonderful. I ask you, whilst you're listening to this wonderful music, what's your passion? What lights you up inside? What is it that brings you joy? Is it your husband? It's my husband's music. I just love it. My grandchildren, yes, just seeing the joy on their faces. And crystal shopping, that's something I love. And birdsong, walking around in nature or listening to the birdsong. It's so happy. It just makes me happy. And that's what lights me up. So what is it that lights you up? What's your passion? Have a jolly good think of it. Welcome back. Oh, I hope you enjoyed that little moment, that respite. Isn't the music beautiful? It just takes you off, takes you out there to allow you to really connect with your angel and your passion. I said earlier, my passion is Merlin and the angels. And I didn't know about that until I discovered him. I discovered that this magical being, this being that's been around with us such a long time, eons and eons, ancient memories of the magician, the divine alchemist, who is Merlin. And it really surprised me that I'd never heard of him. Now, of course, he's everywhere. You see him in films, you see him in books, see people walking around who call themselves Merlin, especially in Glastonbury. There seems to be rather a lot of Merlins down there. Haven't met so many in London yet. What about you? Do you know a Merlin? Is there a Merlin in your life? Oh, I hope so. So let's explore. Let's explore what it really means to awaken to angelic frequencies. You see, the angels of awakening are always with us, but sometimes we're moving too fast or thinking too much to notice their presence. Take a breath and be still. Feel your pulse. When was the last time you felt your pulse? When was the last time you just stood still and closed your eyes just for a second? People say to me, oh, I can't meditate. I don't know how to do it. Well, it's very simple. You close your eyes. You stop. You breathe. You just breathe in the light. You just take in the energy around you. Listen to what's happening around you. Are there birds singing? Is there water running? Are there children playing? Is there somebody snoring? Oh, I love the sound of someone snoring. It means that they're really out for the count. They're deep in their dream state. So it annoys some people, I know, but I love the sound of snoring. The sounds of a cat purring. Did you know when a cat sits on you and purrs, it's actually helping you to balance out your chakras? No, I didn't know that either. Really interesting. And of course, that's the sound of the purr, like the sound of a growl from a dog. It is a sonic shift in your frequency, in your auric field. And that's what we want. We want the nice, beautiful, soft sounds around you that will help you to really focus and tune in. Because it's all about tuning in. It's all about being aware and conscious of what is going on in your vicinity, in your surroundings. When you start opening your heart, even a little, you can begin to sense these angels, whether it's the angels of the Elohim or the angels of awakening. Maybe it's a tingle, a feeling of calm, a meaningful coincidence, or even just the right song at the right moment. A mantra. A mantra is a sound that is filled with spiritual significance. The mantra, it often has lots of prayers to it. And the mantra that I love is the mantra of Om Mani Padme Hum, Kuan Yin, the Goddess of Compassion's mantra. There are other mantras which are simpler. Om Shanti, that means peace. Om Shanti. Even just the sound of Om. Om is the sound of creation. And these are the sounds that the angels can flow through. They flow through from their dimensions to ours. And they flow through our chakras, either our crown chakra or our heart chakra. It's this angelic frequency that the angels use to help us to dissolve our old blockages, those invisible barriers that we all carry, so that we can step into more love, more peace, and more unity. They hold frequencies of divine compassion, and they love nothing more than helping us to rediscover our true light. So the next time you're feeling stuck or disconnected or feeling sad or unloved, pause, breathe, and invite the angels of awakening, the angels of the Elohim, to be with you. The more you listen to your heart, the more you can feel them. And the more you can feel them, the brighter and lighter life begins to be. If things do feel disconnected or you're unhappy or life's not going as you wish it to go, then I use something called the harmonization release sounds. This harmonization, it helps the angels to flow more easily through your chakras, clearing, cleansing, and dissolving. So would you like to try them? Yes, I thought you might. The sounds are well known. They sound like the vowels, but they're actually the old Sanskrit sounds of the light language that the angels have used for eons. These sounds came to me through the angels of awakening, the angels of Atlantis, because these angels of Atlantis are the creator angels, Tanzaniel and Esmeriel. And the sounds are A, R, O, U, E. And these sounds work through your chakras from the root right through to the crown. And they use finger mudras as well to make your connection with your physical, emotional, mental and karmic bodies, but also to your angels so they can flow through. And if you want to know more about this, then I have a workshop. And guess what it's called? Merlin and the Angels, Getting to Know Your Angels. And yeah, it's a wonderful way to learn from the beginning who the Angels of Awakening are and who the Angels of Atlantis are, the Angels of Avalon and the Angels of Alchemy, to name just a few of these Angels of Awakening, the Angels of Ascension. So working through their sounds. I teased you, didn't I? I said that we could do this together. So we can. We start with the sound of R at the root chakra. Take a breath in and breathe in. And then on the out breath, make the sound of R through your root chakra, breathing out through your root. Ah. And breathing in and breathing out through your sacral chakra, the sound of A. And through your heart, taking the sound of O. And the sound of O through your throat. O. And the sound of E through your third eye and your crown. E. And you can make these sounds however you wish. You choose, say your sounds, and your whole body will vibrate afterwards, and you can do it once, twice, or even three times. It's a wonderful way to clear, to cleanse, to dissolve, to resolve, and to harmonize and balance your body after any kind of frustration, anger, trauma, or anything like that. Use these sounds because the angels can really come through them. It's such a wonderful way to start your day. Start your day or end your day, uploading the energy or downloading. Just a little reminder, if you'd like to explore your angelic connection even deeper, you can join me for guided meditations, courses and heart awakening workshops at my website, daisyfoss.com. There is always more light to explore on your journey, wherever you are and at whatever stage you are at as well. If you'd like a healing, then obviously get in contact. I will bring the angels and Merlin to our healing with ease and with grace, with love and light and joy.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do. Heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Getting to know your angel can be one of the most exciting things that can happen. I know the first time I really discovered that there was a little voice inside me that wasn't my own. There was this wisdom that was there when I really, really tuned in. And it was such a fabulous discovery. And it was something that was second nature to the person that was showing me that there are greater things in life than just our little consciousness. It's our big, big soul, and it's the soul that connects with the angelic light. It's the soul that knows this angelic light so well. And of course, this soul has worked with these beings many, many times. Your soul has been reincarnated many times. That's my belief. And Merlin and the angels really work together, and meeting Merlin was something that was an absolute profound effect on myself. So I do hope that by introducing you to the energies and the frequencies of these light beings, that you will also have such a fabulous relationship with them. And like any relationship, it takes time and it takes effort. And I remember when I first discovered that they were there, it was quite a shock. I think I told my angel to go away in no uncertain terms, because I was afraid. I was a little bit scared. So if there's any fear or any scaredness about these beings, just know that they are only here for love. They are messengers of your higher self, messengers of your soul, and they're here from your inner net, for your internal energy, internal wisdom. And when this internal wisdom arises, it's so profound, it's so beautiful. And we don't trust it enough, I don't think. What about you? Do you trust your inner wisdom? Do you trust that actually you know exactly what it's required for you to be happy? You know exactly what you would like if in an ideal world you could have your absolute dream every time you asked for it. And that's where manifesting and trusting in the divine, trusting that there is a greater energy around us that is able to guide you to make choices that are helpful to you. This is the beauty of being able to connect with your guardian angel. This is the beauty of connecting with your guardian angel, the angel that's with you all of your lifetimes, because they know you. They know you often better than you know yourself. And when we can trust ourselves, we can really believe that our heart, that our what we really choose to experience is our truth, then other things just fall away. The trauma, the closed heart energy just dissolves. Because in my understanding, when you work with these beings, when you work with the energy of the angels, you are trusting in love. You are really understanding that love is all there is, and anything else is fear. Everything else around is outside of your own heart is fear, false evidence that appears real. That's not to say that things can't be scary, because they can. And that's not to say that things can go wrong, because they can. But when things go wrong, when they are experiences, mistakes, that's when we learn. And that's when the angels are there to guide you back, to bring you back, to support you. And the angels that do this will do this absolutely unconditionally, with no agenda whatsoever. So I jolly well hope that you have enjoyed this as much as I have, because working with the angels of the Elohim, these are the angels that we talk about that are closest to us. That's Archangel Raphael, the Archangel of Healing, Archangel Michael, the Archangel of Protection, Archangel Gabriel, the Archangel of Communication, and Archangel Uriel, the Archangel of the Earth, the Archangel of Strength and Power, and Archangel Shamuel, the Archangel of the Heart, and of course Archangel Raphael, the Angel of the Head, Wisdom, and Archangel Zadkiel, who is the Archangel of Transformation. And that's what Merlin does too. He transforms and transmutes all negative energies, all negative fears and feelings. He transforms them, transmutes them through transmission, through absorbing the divinity that is all around us in nature, this feeling of the divine source, divine love that is there. And when you connect with that divine love, when you really can feel it. And you can feel it in music, you can feel it in art, you can feel it in love, you can feel it with children, the laughter, the joy. Then life begins to feel more joyous, more happier. And it's the choices that the angels bring you through these frequencies of light, the frequencies that are bright, bright and light and beautiful, so beautiful. Allowing yourself then to trust that the angels are there, trust that you can connect with your angel, trust with the knowledge that the innate energy of these beings are within you. This spark of joy is within you. You access them from within, not without, not looking outside of yourself, but receiving the message from the divine, receiving the messages from source, from God, from the good, I like to call it the good, internally. That's what shines through to bring you that light, to bring you that love, to bring you that spiritual connection, the energy that's all around for you to connect with yourself on a much deeper level, to be able to understand, to be able to share, to be able to really have as much joy in your life as you deserve, because that's what the angels bring. They bring joy, and you deserve them. How relaxing was that? Oh, I do love the music from my husband Paul Foss. So don't forget, you can join me and hear more from him on my website, daisyfoss.com. To continue your journey with the Angels of Awakening, whether you're brand new or simply looking to deepen your practice, you'll find workshops, meditations, healing opportunities, all kinds of modalities, crystals for sale, and a loving community to support you. It's just there waiting for you to connect. daisyfoss.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd also love to hear any comments or anything that you'd like to add to that which we've talked about today, your experience. I'd love to know your angel stories. So do send me an email. All the information is on my website. And yeah, I'd look forward to seeing and speaking to you soon.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So here we are, discovering your passion, what makes your light shine, what brightens up the light within, awakening to your angelic frequencies, and now the heart awakening and your angelic light. Let's talk about your heart for a moment, because that is where the magic of awakening really starts. Your heart is like a radio receiver for angelic frequencies. When we've been hurt or overwhelmed, the heart can feel closed. It literally closes like a flower. The angels of awakening are here to help you to soften those walls, to open your heart so the light can shine through again. And just like a flower, as the light, the golden light, flows through, it opens the petals one by one until you are shining bright, radiant and strong. all it takes is a quiet moment. So simply place your hand on your heart and whisper, "Angels, I invite your light and love into my heart." And as you invite this light, this love, that small invitation creates big changes. You'll start to feel a sense of comfort, or perhaps clearly about a situation you've been struggling with. The angels are always listening, and the heart is always the way through. It is your emotional space of love, that place that you have the deep connection, your inner net, the place where healing arises, your healing, your connection to your soul light, your joys, your compassion for yourself, your self-love are all from that space and place of love, the centre of your being. And it's right in the centre where the flame of divine love resides, this flame that always flickers within your being. It's your connection to Mother, Father, God within, your Christ light, your energy. And as it shines through you, when you are sad or frustrated or having gone through trauma, you dim your light. You don't want to be seen. You close your heart in for fear of it being harmed. Has that happened to you? Have you felt that? I hope not. And if you have, then just know that the heart is very resilient and it will open again. It opens through kindness. It opens through compassion. It opens through joy, through nature, through being around things that bring you joy, your passions, whatever it is that you absolutely love. That's the way to heal your heart, to open your heart, to be aware of how open your heart is. I can't tell you how many people I have asked to open their hearts and said, "I'll help you." It's not always easy, but it's a simple process. And that simple process is wanting to have the intention to open your heart, to receive love, to be open to love, to be open to the light and the guidance of the angels, your angel. So if you'd like to open your heart to your guidance of your angels, let's listen to some music. And in that time, just be open to receive. Open to receive for the highest light, the highest love, that which is yours. So let's just enjoy the angels now in your space. I'm going to have some bit or so of music for you just to enjoy this moment. So before we close today, I want to remind you that the Angels of Awakening, the Angels of Atlantis, the Angels of Avalon, the Angels of Alchemy, the Angels of Awareness, the Angels of the Angles, the Sacred Geometry Angels, the Angels of Ascension, those Angels of Aquarius, all the Angels of Awakening are here to help you, to assist you. They're always nearby, offering their light and healing energy. And when you feel heavy or uncertain and would wish to receive healing from them or guidance, then just simply say, "Angels of Awakening, I'm ready for you to heal me, to show me the way," and then allow yourself to trust that they'll meet you right where you are, offering love and clarity and healing in the most gentle of ways. It's so, so beautiful to receive, but to be open to receive with an open heart, open hands and an open mind. So this brings us to the end of our first journey together. Thank you for joining me. And remember, the angels are always there. They're always close. And your heart is the bridge to their love. I want to thank Amanda and, of course, UK Health Radio for the opportunity to share my journey, to share my passion of the angels with you. So until the next time, be kind to yourself, stay open, stay connected. Lots of love, Daisy Foss. You can find me on daisyfoss.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.